I think we're good.
Okay, good.
Are you okay, Trey?
You guys go.
Marcus, we were just saying, like, the same setup, almost identical as last night, but the execution today.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, I thought we had a better 60 than last yesterday, for sure. I mean, I think our second period, we probably could have had a lead, and you know, I know we're clawing back in games again, but really like the way we played, and yeah, we're a team that doesn't quit and just keeps coming back no matter what the score is, but yeah, no, it was a better game for sure by us.
You were saying, though, that, you know, obviously it was a character game, but you know, he would love to see you guys be this aggressive earlier in games.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we get that, you know, like it's we were talking about in the room, and it's not like, you know, we're just waiting to get back behind and then start getting our game going. It's the way the game's gone, and you know, I think we've had chances to score. We played teams this year where we played well through 60 and got jumps on teams, and you know, look at the Islanders game, the Dallas game, games like that where you have a lead and you can keep pressing, and you know, we're getting behind a little bit with, you know, costly mistakes, but for the most part, you know, we all feel pretty good about our game and that we always have a chance to win every night.
Is there a way to recreate, like, that desperation earlier in the game, or is it something that you have to kind of be in it to play the way you guys do 6-on-5?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make excuses, but it's been a while since we played teams like this. And, you know, they're just a little bit differently offensive. I mean, they make plays in neutral zone and a lot of, like, kind of bull rush in the zone and get out of their zone quick. And it's just something that we just, you know, we're trying to get used to. And maybe that's where we lack in the first period, just feeling out our opponent. But, you know, we got to understand that we got to get to our game right away. And, you know, like the effort again. We push the team. We keep pulling back, and like I said, he could have easily had a lead in the second.
Why are you guys so comfortable though with your backs against the wall in the 6-on-5 situation when an empty net could just, you know, siphon it?
I think we just realized that, you know, we have the guys in that room that can put the puck in the back of the net. We have guys that can make big time plays, and we can get goaltending too. So I mean, I know as you saw it in Pittsburgh, and that was kind of dramatic, but. It just felt like, you know, the chances we give teams are, you know, it's on us, but there's still an offensive, you know, positivity on that side of it where there's offensive plays to be made, and we got guys that can make them and you know, push late and, you know, never say never.
What was it like to see a Jordy Benn chip in? I mean, only a second game, and I'm sure that's a tough position to be in, but to jump in and be part of it.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. I mean, he's a great guy, a great teammate, and you know, he plays solid. So I think, you know, we kind of felt bad for him with the first game he got in. It wasn't really a full team out there, so it was, you know, it wasn't a great game in Seattle when he was there. So for him to step up and then chip in, you know, he does have a little bit of skill out there, so it's nice to see him use it. And it's not always easy for a guy like that to jump in and make a confidence play like that, and it was a big goal for us.
Already a career high for you in power play goals. I mean, what about your game right now? It kind of suits the man advantage and the success you're having there.
Yeah, just doing my job, I think, just getting the net and trying to be a good screen for guys like Duns and Goods and you know, even Brodin or Goose, whoever's up top. So just trying to do my job and understand that, you know, I've got the offensive ability to make plays down there. So it's nice to be back on the power play. Obviously, it kind of can ignite the offensive side of the game. But, you know, being the guy in front of the net, you got to track pucks, get loose pucks, and things like that to create those chances. And our power play's doing a good job right now.
Some holes.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, boss.
It's not COVID. I tested it. We're good.